Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Knowledge can be taught, but passion can't be. Rita Agulian. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Storybox Podcast. My name is Jay Phantom, and I'm your host for this show. This week, we have a very special guest for you. Her name is Rita Agulian. Now, Rita is the owner and founder of the world-renowned, legendary, famous brand Lick Your Phone. You can check them out on Instagram and see the massive following they have. Rita has worked with brands from the likes of Krispy Kreme, Coca-Cola, Cadbury, Manu the Chef, Uber Eats, McDonald's, Ben & Jerry's, and the list can go on and on and on. Rita and I get to talking about how she got started in this business. There's a lot of golden nuggets that she shares in this interview, so I know you guys are going to get a lot out of it. So stick around, listen up, and let's dive into the Storybox and hear Rita's story. Well, hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Storybox Podcast. Now, I'm delighted to welcome Rita Agulian to the show. Did I say that correctly?
You did.
Thank you. Now, she is the owner of a famous brand on social media called Lick Your Phone. So I'm excited to actually hear your story.
Yeah.
Now, the first question I usually ask people before we start and get into the all fun stuff behind how it all got started is, what is your definition of success? Like, how does that look for you?
You know, I ask myself this question nearly every day, and it's changed from what I define success from a year ago. And I actually asked this question to someone last night. What is your definition of success? It does change, depends on how I've transformed. So what I mean, so the first part is, I want to be a successful businesswoman. Okay, cool. Then you segment that. What does that actually mean? Mm. And for me, it means being able to help people in business, especially in the hospitality industry, simply purely because it makes me happy. Mm. I genuinely love passing on knowledge, helping people in business, because if I can do it, guess what? So can you.
Mm. So that's mainly your kind of like your mantra, so to speak, as well as your purpose, all in one.
Basically, right? So being a successful businesswoman makes me happy. And if I can transition into transform someone else into a successful business, that will also make them happy. So we're spreading happiness by achieving our goals that are aligned with his coming back to being successful, having a successful business. So that's what success means to me.
Mm.
So I get a kick out of it.
How did you always want to be a successful businesswoman?
I think I was born with, okay, so I think I was born with this massive fire within me to make a difference. And yes, so when I was younger, much younger, I've always said to myself, I want to have a business. Mm. I didn't know what it was at the time. I just wanted it. So I feel like I was born with this passion.
So how old were you when you sort of said to yourself, I want to own a business? So what age was that?
Oh,
do you remember?
Like, maybe around 7, 8.
Mm.
Then again, my father was a very successful businesswoman, and my brother is also a very successful businessman. Oh my God, did I call my dad a businesswoman? Oh my God.
He's going to love that.
God, sorry. He was a very successful businessman, and he inspired my brother to also have a very successful business. Actually, he's been awarded Entrepreneur of the Year this
really?
Year.
Really? Wow, yeah. That's incredible. So what does your dad do?
So they're in the panel beating industry.
Really?
So the family business it's called Basher Autohaus in West Ryde. They are one of the most, if not the most successful panel beaters in Australia.
Wow.
So, yeah, my brother is my inspiration.
So what does he do to inspire you? Is it by his actions
actions, his morals, his values.
And going back to your sort of spark when you're an eight-year-old. Did you know exactly what you wanted to do? Like what business you wanted to be in?
Not at all.
You just wanted to be in business.
Yep, that's it.
So what sort of like, what was your school experience like? Was it one of you still wanting to run a business or did you want to do something else?
When I was 14 and 9 months, which is legally when you're allowed to start working in Australia, I printed out a resume that I had nothing on. And I literally walked around Chatswood Shopping Centre and I said, here's my resume. And the only person that contacted me was a hair salon.
Wow.
So the hair salon gave me the opportunity to work as a,
hair salon or
not an apprentice, literally. I would call it a shit kicker. I was a shit kicker in a hair salon, washing hair and breaking my back. And my first paycheck after working 2 weeks like a dog was $300. And I was gobsmacked. I was like, Dad, is this right? And he's like, yes, child, it is. It's very hard to work. So that was my first opportunity to work. And I fell in love with hairdressing.
So I guess jumping now to marketing, Lick Your Phone, the brand. So what was the story behind that? Like, how did you come up with the name first and foremost? Because that's like,
you're like, what?
Yeah.
I was in my bed on April 3rd, 2015, having a conversation with one of my friends. And I was like, it was my intention to create something, just didn't know what to call it. So we had a conversation and then it just popped up in my head like a light switch. It was Lick Your Phone. Checked for the account. There was none. It was available on Instagram. Changed my personal account called Rita Agulian at the time to Lick Your Phone overnight and the rest is history. Just started posting about food.
And then so how did people start following you? Because you've built up a massive following. When was that? Like when did you first start it?
April 3rd, 2015.
So 5 years ago.
Yes.
And was it like an overnight you got a huge boom of people or?
No, nothing's done overnight. So to take a step back, so we had travelled overseas a couple of months prior and, of course, when you're experiencing a city, you're like, wow, I want to go everywhere. I want to see it all. So when you've come back from travelling, I wanted to continue to do that in Sydney. And there was a page on Instagram called Breakfast in Sydney. However, and I loved it. That was my personal inspiration. But they were just doing breakfast. I'm like, well, why would I stop there? I would do breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert in Sydney because that's what people eat. So then I just started reposting places about that I personally enjoy and I like to visit. And I started and that was it.
Wow.
On April 3rd.
And what was your biggest like challenge starting off?
I don't believe that I had a challenge at the time because it was so new. We started off as a hobby. And as long as the passion is there, then that will keep you growing and going forward. It's not the following that keeps me going. It's the fact that I genuinely still love sharing where I personally eat. And also where other people's eats because we're creating a community, right?
100%.
Creating a connection. We all eat. We all speak the universal language. So we show people where to go and eat, but we're also sharing, we're giving you as a person opportunity to be featured. So we're providing you exposure. You probably get a kick out of it, but we are genuinely helping small business and providing people to go out and experience them. That gives me the kick and that's what I'm doing.
So the brand itself, like how do you go about running your day, like day-to-day things? Because I know you'd be a really, really busy woman having this massive brand.
Can you hear in my voice? I went, there's a lot. So I start my day, I usually wake up around 4:30 or 5 a.m.
Same here.
And I basically could start, I get to work, I make sure that I am in the office and I am working. So probably starting to work around 5:30 a.m. I've already started. I've started emailing. I've got a structure. I was very unstructured before, but I very much have structure now. So we're either video editing, we are scheduling the content that's going out on our socials. We're connecting with people that are actually engaging with our socials. I'm always asking questions and reaching out and direct messaging people. How did you hear about us? What do you like? What don't you like? Thank you. You know, I'm just saying thank you for just following our journey. Engagement is really – so when I say engaging, it's just talking to people and letting them know that, hey, I appreciate you, like, coming on board with us. You know, hop on this train. It's going to be a fun ride. That's really important. We manage socials for our clients. So ensuring that exactly what we're doing is also being done for them.
Wow.
So content creation, photography production, video production is our main forte. So if we're not creating content, we're editing the content.
Wow.
And also when we get – so we do get inundated with quite a lot of inquiries. People are reaching out for that advertising and then – going through that process, the sales process is what it's called, but I genuinely want to see, are we the right fit to help this business? If not, I'm going to give you options that you can do it yourself for free. Mm. You don't have to pay anyone to do it. Just do it because I want to see you succeed.
Mm. That's very rare.
Is it though? Is it? Mm. It shouldn't be. Mm. It shouldn't be rare.
From my experience, maybe it's just me, but I find it's rare. Like meeting someone like yourself is awesome. Like you're one of those very rare people that actually gives a crap and actually wants to help and see people succeed.
Yep.
So good on you for that.
Thank you.
Like that's amazing.
That means a lot to me. Thank you.
No, it's amazing because like when I reached out to you, I had no idea that you would actually respond.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, I'm looking at the numbers, looking at the brand itself, I'm thinking no way. No way, but I'm still going to do it anyway. And then I got a nice surprise, you know, so.
See that same thought process? If someone was to follow another person, they are most likely going to think this person will never reach out.
Mm.
But when you do or when you respond, people are like, what? This person actually cares? They've made an effort?
Mm.
Oh, they've got this persona. Oh, they're so big. I'm one person. I am no better than you are. You're no better than I am. We are all equal. So
that's good.
I've got that thought or that's our values.
Mm.
So if I can help you, then why not?
Mm.
If we all help one another, you've heard that saying, if we all help one another, the world would be a better place.
Mm. 100%.
Well, it's just got to do the do.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that humility goes a long way in a person at the same time. So if you're too proud and too stuck up, no one's going to want to be around you. And humility, it breeds contentment. It breeds excitement. It breeds joy. It breeds all kinds of things. So I think we need more humility in business because has it been a struggle for you? Like, having so many people, so many brands come on board, has it ever been an issue or sometimes you have to catch yourself and think, oh, okay, I've got to just remember my values, remember who I am?
The values, in parts, in regards to the values, that I think stays in my heart because that's where it started from. And I'm always trying to be a better person. In regards to struggle, you mentioned struggle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That sparked a memory. And it brought me back to when people would want us to work for free.
Mm.
Now, they would basically say, we're going to give you free food, but you must give me this many posts in return. I want your firstborn child and your arms and your legs.
and everything else.
And I would be like, it's like saying, I'm going to give you a birthday gift, but you must give me a Chanel, I don't know, handbag in return. Like if you're going to provide, like if you're going to invite us, do it because you genuinely want to and don't expect anything in return.
Mm.
That's, I would be so grateful for that rather than you demanding what you want. So the struggle there was how do I, when someone's reaching out, it's an inquiry regardless of what they're saying. They're reaching out because they want exposure. The struggle was how do we transition? Because my passion is and will always probably be this brand called Lick Your Phone, which is a marketing agency that helps the hospitality industry. How do I transition from going as a just an influence to an influential brand that actually can turn this into a career? That was a struggle. How do you turn followers into profit? That was a massive struggle that we learnt to as a journey to transition and how to introduce in a very what's the word I'm looking for? In a polite manner. It's art. I believed it's art.
And did you think that sales training helped with politeness?
Yes, it definitely helps, but a leader also likes to be led. I was my own leader without having someone leading me, so I was trying to work it out on my own, like what's working, what's not working. But I am grateful for every mistake lesson that we've come across because it's helped now structure that works. We've got a formula to help us, but then we use that same formula to help our clients with their marketing.
You mentioned mistakes. So what's your biggest mistake that you made in the business so far?
I believe that if it was a mistake or if I perceived it as a mistake at the time, I don't want to use the word mistake. That's why I said lesson. It's a lesson. So what's the biggest lesson that I've learned? That it is okay for – that's a really good question. That's a really good question. What's the biggest lesson? Justin, lick your phone?
It could be in life, could be anywhere, because I feel like one lesson can spark many more, can lead you to where you are today.
It's keep going, follow your passion. The lesson is in life, it's just keep going. If you believe, you will achieve. It's as simple as that.
So how do you get over the hump of actually being in that low spot?
Mindset.
It's your mindset. You go back to it.
It'll always come. Your mind is – you are in control of your mind and 100%. Your mindset.
Yeah.
So it's how you view and perceive what the challenge is coming at you. So some people say, my problem, my issue. It's not a problem. It's just a challenge that you will have a solution for. Mindset. Mindset, mindset, mindset.
That's incredible. I love that. So is it just you in the business or have you got more?
In the beginning, for now, I am the there's one director owner of Lick Your Phone.
Yep.
But we've got a team. So the owner is myself, Rita, and then we've got a team who assist, but it's very much us. So we've got content creator, social media manager, we've got PR manager, graphic designer, assistants, Lick Your Phone ambassadors as well. We are a team. But when we first started out, when I created the brand Lick Your Phone, it was myself in the beginning only. And then a couple of weeks later, I had shared my password with two friends at the time. Life happens. People change and they chose to resign, let go, not be a part of it. And I've continued to follow my passion.
Wow. So you've got literally this team behind you. So what does it mean to establish a team and keep that team motivated, excited, and strive towards that purpose of helping others?
It's about finding the right person that have the same sort of similar mindsets and passion. Knowledge can be taught, passion cannot be. So it's very much about, I love it when people reach out and they go, we want to be a part of it. Oh, yes. Awesome. That's the first step. They've taken initiative to reach out. That's what I look for, depending on what skill sets we require at the time, because there's no point of, you know, if let's say you require a chef, but you've got a someone who's a waitress, you know, different experience and skill sets. So depending on what you require and skills, we look for the passion.
And what's the biggest sort of client that you've worked with to date? Can you share?
We've got a few. So Coca-Cola.
Really?
Yes, Coca-Cola, Krispy Kreme, Uber Eats, McDonald's. We work very closely.
I had no idea it was that large.
Really?
Yeah. That's insane.
We worked with Manu.
Yep.
Chef for Abella Hummus, which is hummus that's available in the shops. We've got a big list, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
I know.
I'm like, well, they're the ones that I remember like right now. But oh, Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, Ben and Jerry's.
I love Ben and Jerry's. They're awesome.
You sit on your bed and you can't stop with the ice cream. Oh, it's bad.
It's my favorite is the caramel.
Yes.
You know which one I'm talking about with the caramel crunch.
Yeah.
The thing and the caramel oozes out in the chocolate.
Yep.
Got the name, but I still love it.
I always forget the name of ice creams. It's just as long as it's got the taste and the flavor, I'm there.
Yeah,
like cookie dough. I love the cookie dough.
My partner loves the cookie dough. He loves the cookie dough. The one in the core in the middle.
Yes,
or the one that's sort of spread out everywhere.
Both.
Oh, you like both? They're like both. Different in the taste.
Yeah, I know, but I still like the cookie aspect of it.
Yeah,
I know, it's weird.
But it's tasty.
So that's fascinating because I had no idea. What was it like when you got Coca-Cola as a client?
Oh, wow. It was to be able to say that you have been able to work with a brand as massive on a global scale like Coca-Cola, that is an achievement in itself. That is something that I will forever be proud of.
Mm. So I guess for your schedule, how do you go about managing your time wisely? Is there anything that like comes up because you've got a business and you've got your personal life? How do you go about managing it wisely? Because you've got 24 hours in the day. I know you said you get up at 5:30 or 4:30.
Structure.
You
need to write down, okay, what are the most important key traits, your key things that you need to do in the day. And then you would, okay, so for example, sales inquiry comes through, that we have set times to ensure that everything's timed. Everything is timed for what we do. Structure, time, dedication. That's.
And if you could recommend how you go about structuring to a young person that's struggling with structure.
Just write down what you're doing, the tasks. That's the word I was looking for. Write down the tasks. I was like, oh, where is this word in my head? Write down the task that you're doing. Write down the task that is heavily important or heavily requires your time, and then literally segment them up. So in the morning, if it's from 9 to 12, I need to speak with clients. Between 12 till 1, I'm going to take a break. I don't, but you are in. You should. From 1 till 2, I am going to be outbound making inquiries. I'm going to be pitching out there in whatever shape, form. Then I need to do admin. So from, let's say, 3 to 5, I need to be doing admin. Personally, I actually prefer doing admin right in the beginning of the day because that's the freshest brain function you're going to get, and I don't want to think about anything much later on. So hardest tasks I do during the day, and then I ease off and end off with creativity. I enjoy creative.
That's good. Now I want to get into some like advice questions.
Yeah.
So if you could go back to your younger self, so where you are right now, and if you could tell your younger self one thing to better or improve yourself, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. I am here for you, child, because if I'm talking to my younger self, I would talk in a nurturing manner. I am here for you, child. Trust the process. Trust yourself and trust the process, and you will achieve. And you will achieve what you're destined to do.
That's really good.
So yeah, I'll talk to myself like a child, because I'm talking to my child, or as in my me. You know what I mean.
I get it. It's very good advice. And what is the process? What is that process?
It's a journey. You must learn to love and enjoy the journey rather than the and once you achieve that destination, it's because you get to meet amazing people along the way. You're going to move forward with people that were in your life, but you're going to have opportunities to have to meet new people. New opportunities are going to come. Old opportunities are going to be closed. Learning to love and accept that process and accepting it is very big.
Patience. I love it when I say that.
I really don't have it. My partner helps me learn patience, as in because he's patient with me. I'm not patient. I'm really not. You must have patience. It is important. But yet here I am and I can't say that I have it. I'm not patient. I'm like, because I want it now. I want it yesterday. I want yesterday, but I got to enjoy what I'm doing today. So it's a learning process. It's actually life is a learning curve. You're just learning, you're getting all excited about what you're learning and then you move on. As in, poof, you're gone. Then who knows what happens? But it's learning. You're going to learn a lot of stuff.
That's the value of life, I think. Learn as much as you can.
Yes.
And you're able to provide more value. It's like what you put in is what you get out of it. So you put in the good stuff, you're going to bring out the good stuff.
Absolutely.
Especially in other people. Same with who you hang around, like who I associate myself with. It's the same thing. Like there's an old saying, right? Show me who your friends are and I'll show you who you are.
Yes, yes.
It's like in business as well. Show me who your team is and I'll show you how your business is.
Yes.
You know, like I really believe that because my grandfather used to tell me all the time. He was in business.
My dad says that to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I know this saying. My dad says it. Yeah.
It's fascinating because I love how the older generation, they got so much advice, but it's very similar to like what I've been learning.
Yes.
And it's like, I remember my grandfather tell me that. I remember my dad telling me that. My mom, like it's, you know, it's fascinating how that goes. And like when you're young, you don't really believe it.
Yes.
But then when you get to
experiencing it yourself, it's a different story. My dad has one of the best advice that he has ever given me. And it basically helps me with everything. He's like, Rita, love what you hate. Just love what you hate. Everything that I don't like, I'm like, he's like, Rita, love what you hate. I'm like, he's like, life will be just easier. I'm like, oh, what do you mean? I'm like, okay, I accept what's happening. I'm going to learn to let go. However you want to change your mindset, always comes back to mindset. Accept it, love it, appreciate what has happened, move forward and take what you've learned from it for future challenges.
How do you set yourself up for positive reinforcement every single day?
I meditate. I listen to podcasts. It's also something you need to continuously remind yourself about. Sometimes it's natural. We can go on a spiral of negative thoughts. Being mindful of and just being aware that you're going through that negative thought process. Hold on. Tell yourself to stop. It's okay. What are the positives out of this? And sometimes you just can't help it. Sometimes you just need a vent or go out for a drink. But move on from it. Don't hang on. Just let it go. Let it go.
Because sometimes a lot of people, I know for myself, I get in that state of mind where it's like, okay, I'm not seeming like I'm going anywhere today. What's going on? You sort of have to, the best thing is you got tomorrow. I know sometimes we're not really guaranteed of a tomorrow, but at least when we wake up in the morning, we're like, okay, I made a mistake yesterday, I can better myself today.
Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself and move forward. And also another thing that you sparked in my memory was, especially when you're first starting out in business, when you're a startup, there is so much work for you to do.
Oh, yeah.
In so many sectors.
Too much.
You are accounting, you're finance, your operations, your sales and marketing, you are everything. And there are so many tasks that need to be done to get to where you need to be. Now, one advice that I got was when I was in a sushi train restaurant from a random, I was just like, help. And I just vented. And they said, just do three things that are important in the day and that way you'll feel like you've accomplished something. So if you've got a lot on, just do the top three things and mark it off. Move forward. That way you're feeling accomplished rather than feeling like, I've got this big list and I'm never going to be able to achieve it because it just keeps going. Just do the three things and then write it down. I reckon it's better than typing it up, writing it on a notepad just marking it off. Oh, that feeling. I'm like,
something,
yes.
Something about that.
Yeah.
It's so much better, so much more satisfying than pushing a button on your phone.
There's magic to pen to paper.
I'm going to...
Yeah,
make this tick as big as I can. Yeah. It's amazing because I kind of do the same thing. So I'm a planner.
Yes.
I love making plans. I love writing things down because I know if I don't, I'm going to forget it. I hardly ever sleep at night because my brain's going a million miles an hour of ideas.
I get that. Yeah.
And I've got a notepad next to me and I got my pen and like I'm writing down. It's like full of stuff. It's amazing. If it's a quote, yes. I'm like, oh, I just thought of something.
Yeah. I message myself. I message myself and I'm like, oh, and then I'll transfer it into my notes. But yeah, I message myself because I'm like, oh, quick, done. And then it's just there as a reference.
Because it's dark at night as well. I don't have a light. So I'm like, grab it. Thinking that I can actually see writing down in the dark. So I wake up in the morning, wrote that, okay.
Oh, bedside lamp. Daydreaming. You need a bedside lamp.
Yeah, it's fun.
Or message yourself and then do it in the morning.
Because like when you're asleep, right, then you've got those sleep eyes, your eyes haven't adjusted.
Yes.
So maybe you turn on the phone, it's like, I can't see. I'm blind.
I know that. Yeah, we've all been there, done that.
It's fun. But so a couple more questions because I am mindful of your time.
Yeah,
what are some things that drive you as a person?
Success, success, success. I get a kick out of it. So passion, it just comes from within, like I've mentioned before. It continuously helps driving that fuel. So passion is fuel for me. I can't answer it other than there's this burning desire within me to just keep going. I cannot stop myself even if I tried. You just keep going. I need to reach that goal. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah, definitely. Now, here's a fun one.
Yes.
Because you've worked with so many amazing food brands, restaurants, have you found a favorite food?
Oh, like are you talking about favorite restaurant in Sydney or favorite food? Favorite food? Chocolate. I reckon that's the last thing that I'll want. If it's one thing that I want, you know, you can only have for the rest of your life, I will live off chocolate happily die next to chocolate. I will be very happy. Oh, we work with Cadbury. That's another big brand.
Oh, so, wow.
Cadbury, we work
just
with them.
And like blowing my mind right now.
Why?
It's like all these amazing brands that I dream of actually interviewing the owners of and CEOs. Yeah. That's incredible.
And do it. You just have to just reach out to them. That's it. And if, you know, they don't respond, you know what, try again.
That's what my real estate training sort of kicked in. They taught me be persistent.
Correct.
Like, yeah.
Be persistent, be consistent, be everywhere. What I mean by be everywhere, social media allows you to be everywhere. So be consistent, be persistent, be everywhere. That's a motto that we have.
I have this saying, you're more than welcome to use it. You're more than welcome to disagree.
Yes, parcel of knowledge.
I said be persistent to remain consistent.
Be persistent.
To remain consistent.
I'm going to write this down. I'm going to message myself. Hang on a minute. Wow. I like that one. That's deep.
Because without consistency, you ruin the flow of things. But without being persistent, without the drive behind it, you won't be consistent.
Morning rituals also help.
Yep.
So in the morning, I will wake up and I've got a massive notepad of I write down my notes, I write down my goals for business and personal. I've learned that they are two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
I am my own identity and the brand is its own identity. Mm. I must learn to separate the two because I very much have the two combined. I'm like, no.
It's very hard.
They are twins. They are not one. So the first thing I remind myself, you are gold, Rita. Gold never loses its value.
Mm.
Remember your value. You are valuable. life journey sometimes throws challenging events at you, and you think, or you question yourself, and you become doubtful. Gold never loses its value. You are gold. Remember that. So that's what I remind myself. So what's your persistence?
So be persistent to remain consistent. And then I had another one. I said successful people are still people, which is kind of what we were talking about before we jumped on here.
Yes.
So that was something that I kind of figured out. Like the more people that I meet, I'm realizing that either social media puts them on this pedestal or the media in general. And it's like at the end of the day, we go back to that human intuition. Like we've still got blood running through our veins. We've all been through different things, but sometimes you can relate and that helps spark conversations. It helps like you get to know people. Like that's incredible. And that's what I figured out in real estate at the same time is like when I was selling someone a $1 million house, I'd be like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Is it because of money? And I wasn't paid any commission at all. It was it was purely me wanting to help that person.
It's the question why I always ask why. So my brother and my dad actually have this joke. They're like, why? Because I'm always asking why? Asking yourself why. It's called the five whys. Why? It'll actually continuously provide you with the answers, A, within yourself, but also to the other person you're having a conversation with. Why?
Because
they'll give you the reason as to why, and then, but why was that? And then you just continue. There's actually magic in asking why.
It's like someone taught me that very same thing.
Yes.
He's like, remember, if you ever get stuck, he's like, remember who, what, when, why.
Yep.
Remember the why is the most important thing.
Yes.
Why do I do this to begin with?
And see, no one really taught me that. I just naturally would always ask because I'm a very curious person.
Same.
I like to know what I don't know.
Mm.
And I'm always learning. And the reason why it's important to knowledge isn't just power. Knowledge is profit.
Mm.
And the other thing is knowledge will provide you the highest return on investment. Knowledge just comes from learning. Have the passion to learn.
That's really good.
They're important. I go off by those.
That's incredible. So, okay, so finishing off now. I hate this part. But so three bits of advice. You've said so many already. Three main bits of advice you could give to someone that is struggling, that is starting out and needing a boost.
The first one I've already mentioned is to believe in yourself and continue to follow your passion.
Mm.
The second one, it's okay to get help. What I mean by that is it's okay to reach out and to ask advice from someone or like a mentor or a person that's in business within a similar situation. It's okay to ask for help.
Have you had mentors?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely. I am always asking questions to people that I may know or may not know because I need that support network. It's really important to surround yourself with people that are like-minded and have experience. Some people may not have experience, but you can bounce off one another.
Mm.
Community, people. The third one is to just work is my vehicle for devotion, a way of utilizing one's gifts and talents to serve others, a way of truthful expression, self-expression. I would come back to what I had originally said, which was believe in your passion and don't burn your passion. Just believe in yourself.
Mm.
Your passion will drive you. The second one is your community. It's who you're surrounding yourself with, like-minded people. It's okay to get help. It's more important to get help when you're especially starting out, to have mentors, to people to guide you, even if you know them or you don't know them. Ask to businesses, business owners. You'll be so surprised how much business owners actually like to help people starting out. And when you're asking them for advice, they get a kick out of it. The third one is self-affirmations in the morning. however you want to start your day off, say it. I am going to have a great day. I am a positive impact. I am valuable. Mm. I am of value. Those are really powerful words. Mm. If you believe, you will achieve. Simple.
Definitely. Well, I feel like that is all. What's yeah. next? What's next for Lick Your Phone and what's next for Rita?
For myself, as a business goal, it's to be the most successful businesswoman in the world. What that means to me, what that means to me is to have a global brand name. And when it comes down to marketing in the hospitality industry, is to be perceived as a leader, but someone who genuinely helps as well to help business owners. So for example, to be as recognizable as Apple, the brand Apple, to be as recognizable as the brand Nike. Global domination that genuinely makes an impact in this world in a positive way.
That's amazing. Well, you're well on your way there.
Am I? Yeah. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to try.
You definitely are. But thank you so much for coming on the Storybox podcast and sharing your wisdom, your advice, and first and foremost, your story.
Thank
really appreciate
you
it.
So much for having me on here and allowing to share the story. I am so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Storybox podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to hear more episodes like this one, you can do so now over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify just by searching up the Storybox. And if you got something out of this week's episode, please leave a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts and share it around with your friends and family. Let's start changing people's lives through powerful stories. You can also connect with the Storybox on social media for updates or to send a nice message via Instagram and Facebook just by searching up the Storybox. It's that easy. Until we dive next week back into the Storybox, I'm Jay Phantom, and don't forget to share your story around. I'll catch you then.